So then, welcome again to the presentation about OpenACS 5.10.1. The idea of this presentation is to have the release done before the conference. Well, life got in the way, but we all know how releases work, so let's ignore that. And let's make a sneak peek at what's coming then. So, first of all, there are four new packages in OpenACS. We have the Bootstrap 5 theme. Bootstrap 3 and 4 are end of life already. So, we have a new theme based on Bootstrap 5. For OpenACS, we have two new icon packages, Bootstrap icons and Font Awesome icons, which are both two libraries with quite a few icons, which look quite great. And we have also the HiChar package, which is a JavaScript, TypeScript package for producing data visualizations and so on, and can be downloaded. It can be used either downloading it or using it via CDN. From the security point of view, we have, thanks to new Navi server improvements, we have now the possibility to use Scram SHA 256 as a password hash mechanism, just changing the configuration of the password hash algorithm parameter, but still salted SH1 is the default. We have some new optional CSP rules for MIME types that can be set in the config file. This is in order to prevent certain attack vectors using SVGs and links there and so on. So one can say, well, for instance, in this example, it disables via CSP the execution of scripts in images, in SVG images. We have cookie namespaces. In the case that one has multiple OpenACS instances served from the same domain name, it was the case that could be collision between cookie names. So now it's possible to create a cookie namespace and replace it with replace the traditional AD prefix with any other thing. We have client-side double-click prevention, or going away from the security point of view into the templating. We have new client-side double-click prevention via CSS class. Double-click is a thing that happens more often than one would expect. And this may cause the same thing to run twice on the server side. And this will prevent it on the client side. One can use the data OSAS timeout here to set a timeout of a particular timeout for the time window. We have also support for generic icon names. So one can use font-based icons or like these Glyph icons or Bootstrap 5 or Font Awesome or whatever. This can make the appearance more uniform. They can be better resized. They look better in general. And we have also the support for listing register URNs, which is quite handy. From the clustering point of view, this was already mentioned in the Navi server talk in the morning. Now there is support for dynamic cluster nodes. Before, one had to know in advance the IP addresses of the cluster nodes. And from cloud application, it was not so great. But now it's possible to define them dynamically. One can specify in the Navi server configuration file a secret that will be shared for these cluster nodes. But still, the old usage, so to say, of static peer addresses is still possible. For the intra-cluster talk, HTTPS can be used. Other protocols might be added later. Not sure if they are added already, like UDP or others. And there is support for cluster communication statistics using the Exoticle request monitor. This is the configuration, typical configuration with a canonical server. And then one has this cluster secret there in the config file. So one changes these parameters and adds this to the config file. It's also possible to have muning statistics for the clustering. I'm not going to get into detail on how to enable this because this is a very short talk, but here it is if you can download it later and have a look. And this is how it looks, the interface of the cluster management. Obviously, this is not my account, as you can see there in the picture. Wonder who would be. And regarding versioning, so the new OpenECS could be fresh installed in Oracle 19c. There is a C missing there. Other requirements are TCL 8.6.2, Exoticle 2.1, Postgres 11, Postgres 10 is end of life, TDOM 09, and Navi server as a dependency. We are dropping all server support because basically it's abandoned and it will not even build with the required modules with new TCL. And it's actually easier just to go with Navi server. So what else? Some functionality from Exoticle Core was moved to ACS TCL regarding caching, regarding unified access to stored procedures and functions. That makes things faster. In general, some cleanup, refactoring, modernization, performance improvements, a lot of stuff. I checked the changelog yesterday, it was around 16,000 lines. That's one of the reasons the release is not here yet. So there is a lot of stuff there. This is just an overview. And we have also a dramatic increment of the public API test coverage. And you would say, oh, dramatic, you're exaggerating. Well, that's it. I think it's quite, for me, it's quite dramatic. So from 29.60 to 51.59 on the core packages, that's quite OK, I think. By package, one can see some packages have moved from basically 0 to 1%, like the notifications package or the search package that were basically not covered. 16 out of 24 packages from the core are fully covered. In 5.10, it was 9 out of 24. And largest increment are, for instance, in ACS service contracts that are now fully covered, ACS Bootstrap installer also, ACS Lang, and so on. And this is a little deep stat. Just in case you want to see some statistics, you can see that 5.10 and 5.10.1 have a lot of deletions. That's basically refactoring there. But all in all releases have quite a lot of additions. In general, you can see hundreds of lines of code that have been added, thousands of files that have changed. It's been only 2 years since 5.10, and I think this is quite something. Before that, 5.9.1 was in 2017, and the change is actually relatively in the same league between 5.9.1 and 5.10, and 5.10 and 5.10.1. And I would like to thank you to everybody, especially the committers and the patch bug fix providers. We have 6 committers in this release so far, and 7 patch bug fix providers so far. I would like to especially mention Felix, who sadly passed away a few years ago. But his contributions are also inside this release. And that's about it. Thanks for watching. Some unnecessary links, as always. But there you go. That's it.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Excellent.
You answered.
Okay. Now.
Hi. My name is Josue Cardona, and I've been working with the recent releases patch that has been sent, and I talked with Gustav through a forum comment about the release notes, if it was going to include some of the logic changes on the permissions, right? Because it changed from a string or to an integer, and to be more clear on those type of changes on the release notes, if that was taken into account into 5.10.1.
Yeah, the release notes, I can tell you already because I committed it yesterday, the release notes are still incomplete. There's a lot of stuff there. As I said before, 16,000 lines of changelog. I mean, maybe we should try to improve on that and have it prepared before the release, but that's a different story. And there is a lot of stuff that is not yet there. So, but I had to start from somewhere. So.
Maybe a short answer to your question. I mean, there was a, I mean, traditionally, the stored procedure from OpenSAS were returning T for true and false for incorrect due to Oracle requirements. Oracle didn't have a Boolean data type. I think in the 5.10.0 version, we just focused on the Postgres side, and it is much more useful to have there at the end a Boolean value as a result, which is true or false. But this at the end drops the Oracle compatibility, which was added here in this release. Therefore, we had to roll this back essentially. And if one makes a Boolean test, if say if truth is true, everything is the same. But if you have a literal comparison somewhere, and I think in your case it was somewhere in templating, it breaks. I mean, just to give some background, what kind of, let's say, implication might happen there.
Hi, my name is Malte. I'm just wondering, just looking at the release times of the various versions of OpenACS, is it on purpose that we have every 2 to 3-ish years a release? I'm just stumbling over the release notes, which are really big, the many, many changes per release. Is it like, I'm wondering why you have made the decision to wait so long and put so much stuff into each single release and have such a long time span?
I would not say it's a conscious decision, and it's more related to the conditions and the amount of changes. The moment you have a lot of stuff in general, well, maybe it's time to do a release. But as far as I know, there is no schedule for every 2 years or every.
Also, one has to say that the head version of the current branch is always in a good state. That means one doesn't have to wait for the release to use the newest features. And it's regularly tested with regression tests and everything. Therefore, it's usually in a very good state. And the release is more or less a time when one is writing up what was happening and trying to categorize it and making somewhat easier accessible rather than reading through the 16,000 lines of commit messages. That's a point. But it's just a matter of time. And
yeah.
Also, Tickle is not so good in general with release.
Just saying.
Okay. Thanks, great. Here's Harold. So, Navi Server looked to Tickle 9. What about your part?
My part?
Yeah, so OpenACS.
I don't know.
You will wait for the speech from Rolf and then you start thinking.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, we are, as Neumann said before, we are a relatively conservative community. Mm-hmm. And there will be people out there using Tickle 8, 6, whatever, for some time. And probably we don't want to push that people unnecessarily to migrate. But if there is good reason, well.
Okay, let's talk tomorrow.
Actually, I would expect it works out of the box.
You have heard
ooh, 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 ooh.
I mean, it's an article level, and the lower thing is NaviServer. If NaviServer works with everything from the article internals, whatever, and no new features are currently needed in OpenSS or used in OpenSS, therefore, in case the old features are not broken, everything should be fine. I mean, famous last words, but I wouldn't expect a lot of work here. Okay, then thanks again.
Thanks.